For the last couple of years, many of the opponents of the proposed Pebble Mine have been encouraging the administration of President Barack Obama to step in and stop the development before it gets started. The tool that could be used is Section 404C of the Clean Water Act, which basically gives the EPA the authority to veto the issuance of dredge and fill permits that would be needed for a project the size and the scope of the Pebble Mine. Many believe the idea of utilizing that 404C authority originated with the tribal and commercial fishing entities that formally asked the EPA to use the 404C tool back in May of 2010. However, an article published back in July in the Kenai Peninsula-based newspaper Readout Reporter implied that Kenai-based EPA agent Phil North might have been responsible for the idea of the EPA preemptively using that 404C veto authority. The article in the Readout Reporter was a profile of North after his retirement from the EPA back in the spring after 20 years. In the article, North admits to talking about the 404C issue with stakeholders in the Pebble Mine issue. In the article, North is quoted as saying that the Pebble Mine is not an ordinary mine. It's one of the biggest copper mines in the world, in the headwaters of the last remaining large-scale salmon habitat in the world. Since 1972, the EPA's 404C veto authority has only been used 13 times, but it's never been used before the permits have been applied for. In the article, North notes that the EPA's Bristol Bay watershed assessment might not have happened if the 9 Bristol Bay tribes and others had not petitioned the EPA to use its 404C veto authority. The agency decided not to go that far and instead put together the watershed assessment to inform its future decision-making on the matter. The latest draft version of the assessment was issued back in April, and the EPA hopes to have the assessment finalized by the end of the year. The Readout Reporter article and the implication that Phil North might have started the whole 404C issue in regards to the Pebble Mine has prompted a couple of powerful members of the Republican majority in the U.S. House to start asking questions. Representatives Daryl Issa from California and Jim Jordan from Ohio have sent a letter to the new EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy asking for an explanation and requesting additional information. The Daily Caller website is reporting that the House Oversight Committee is launching a probe into the matter. That committee is chaired by Representative Issa. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.